We're in Masechta Zvachim. We are in the last parak, the 14th parak. We're up to Mishnah Hey. We've been discussing, starting yesterday, the historical laws of when a person is allowed to have their own private bama, their own private mizbeach altar, and when during Jewish history was one not allowed to. So Mishnah Dal talked about in the time in which the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, the 40 years wandering in the wilderness, what the status was as far as having bamos, which at that point it was forbidden. However, Mishnah Hay now tells us once we've crossed the Jordan, now we're in Canaan, Israel, Baal of Gilgal. We went to a place, Gilgal, and that was where the first Mishkan was actually built in Canaan. That was the first of them. Of course, it was one in the Midbar. Then the same Mishkan was placed in Gilgal. At that point, Hutru Habamos, and it was standing there for a period of 14 years. Discussing in Sefer Yeshua, a major section of it took 7 years to conquer the land, and then 7 years thereafter to divide it up among the various members of the tribes of Israel. And during that 14 years in which there was a Mishkan, a house, this place where there was an altar, this Mizbeach, that 14 years one was allowed to have anywhere in Israel their own bamos. And even though the truth is that, as we mentioned, when the Mishkan was in the Midbar, they were not allowed to have bamos, and really the truth is it's the very same bama, but there was a little bit of a distinction. Even though also another similarity was that there was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper altar, which was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, also was in Gilgal. However, the Aron was not in Gilgal at the time, and therefore it was permitted to have bamos throughout Israel. And for a better clarification, when it comes to when we discuss the Mizbeach, when referring to the Mizbeach in Gilgal, that's also called the Bama Gedola, the major Bama, or the Bama Tzibur, the Bama which pertains to the assembly for the entire congregation. However, when it comes to a Bamas Yachid, that was still permitted. And the reason why is it's derived is the following pasuk. The pasuk says that when we are not allowed to bring offerings outside of the Beis Hamikdash, is ish ish mi Beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor kesev oez, when you are engaged in various sacrifices of a carbon, bimachane, while you are confined in this tight quarter called this machane, a camp. Del pesach ol moed lo haviu, you're not allowed to leave the Mishkan. And therefore, the whole time when it's forbidden to have bamos is the time when there's a machne. For example, when the Bnei Israel were in the Midbar, we were all encamped around it. However, once we already conquered Eretz Israel, we were spread out throughout the entire land, at that point we were allowed to have bamos. And therefore the Mishnah concludes and says that Kodshi Kedoshim, as we know there are different karbonos, the karbonos which are categorized as Kodshi Kedoshim, the higher level of sanctity, Nechol Mifnim Min HaKloyim, those offerings brought in Gilgal had to be eaten within the kilayim, within the curtains, namely that the walls of the courtyard of this Mishkan. However, Kadoshim Kalim, the karbanos of a lesser sanctity, b'chol makom, they could be eaten in any place. Because as we said, after all, when it comes to these sacrifices, one was allowed to bring even on their own personal private bama, and therefore it's logical to say that it can be eaten anywhere too.